I assume you've been looking for me for a while. You found me, so should we go back to your place now? I see that flash of anger behind his eyes, and I know that my words have hit him directly in his gut. He has been looking. He has been wondering. He has been draining himself night after night, desperate to unravel the mystery of the girl who disappeared. I love that look. I sweeten the pot with a whisper, sending currents of temptation to help him move along his path. I'll be a good girl, Alistair. You know you want it, right? Let me be your good girl. He wraps his hand around the back of my neck and leads me off towards the busy main street, now somehow crawling with caps. Don't speak again until we get to my place, Alice. When we get there, I want you to undress at the door and then crawl towards the bedroom. You know where it is. Don't act like you don't. Go straight to the bed and climb on top. Wait for me on all fours. If that doesn't sound good to you, then tell me right now to let go of your neck and we'll go our separate ways. This is your chance. I look at him, silent, and then return my eyes to the street and the line of waiting cabs. I begin walking towards them, allowing him to lead me the rest of the way there with his firm grip. I keep my mouth shut the entire ride.